Special school classes for Ukrainian children whose families have fled to the Czech Republic are now running in Prague, Brno and other places. In this report, Martina Kroer visited the first Slavic grammar school, the first such institution in the capital to welcome refugee children in this way.
Ukrainian children with their mothers are entering the building of the first Slavic grammar school in downtown Prague. Here, children that have fled Russia's war on their country are attending special classes. They are made up of Ukrainian children of roughly the same age and are taught by Ukrainian teachers. I spoke to Ksenia and Dasha, two eighth graders from Kyiv.
How was the first week in school here in Prague?
I think pretty cool. I like it, actually, because we have Czech lessons and Ukrainian also, and a little of other
geography.
Yes,
we also had Ukrainian language and PE, of course. We played basketball there.
And did you come with your families or...?
I came with my mom, because we have got very good friends here.
I came with my mom, also to my sister, because she's living here 5 years, yes. She studied here and is working here now.
One of the Ukrainian teachers, Helena, who has had permanent residence in the Czech Republic for around a decade and a half, says the kids are great. She has first, second and third graders all together in one class.
Kids are kids, always naughty, but I noticed that those kids are more mature. They have adult thoughts, not thoughts that such kids should be having.
The teacher can make the comparison because on Saturdays she teaches Ukrainian children who live in the Czech Republic and attend normal Czech schools. Even though the recent arrivals play and everything is all right, they're different than the ones she regularly teaches.
And one more thing surprised me. I just want to cry about it. We were playing the whole day. We did what we could. And at the end of the day, I asked, "Kids, do you like it here?" "Yes." "Well, we will definitely return home after the war," they answered. Six-year-old children say that.
Helena volunteered to teach because she loves her home country and returns there. Ukraine is always with us, she says.
I would also like to thank the Czech citizens for their support. I cry when I see our flags on the street. Yesterday I came to a man and said to him, "Sir, thank for your support." And he said, "No, we thank you. We like Ukraine." How pleasing when I looked at Wenceslas Square. Thank you for everything. So glory to Ukraine and glory to the Czech Republic.
In their first week, the refugee children played, went on a field trip to the Charles Bridge, found new friends, did some math, writing, reading, and had regular subjects like geography, history, and Ukrainian language. They liked it, both the kids and the teacher told me. Helena added that everything was cheerful so far as they are kids, and continues.
Now I'm doing what I can. We are doing all sorts of things, fairy tales, what we have. Not exactly what they had in school because we don't have the textbooks yet. I look online and do it over email. I'm at least trying to do it the way it should be, so that they forget about the war at least a little bit.
They want the children to both continue in their studies as if they would be in Ukraine, but also give them space to play, paint and do sports and forget about the war. Martin Marjan from the Endowment Fund Children of Ukraine, which is in charge of the project, says they want to especially concentrate on teaching the children Czech so that they can be integrated in regular classes. What's more, with the number of refugees from Ukraine rising, schools will not be able to open that many Ukrainian-only classes. The pupils are aged 6 to 17, mirroring the Ukrainian educational system of 11 grades, Mr. Marjan says. Of the 11 pupils in Helena's class, most are from Kyiv or its outskirts, such as Bucha. Others are from Poltava or Vinnytsia. The children usually have parents or at least one adult caring for them. Katya, a second grader from Kyiv, came with her mom, grandma, sister and a family pet. A fourth grader from Mykolaiv, Yelsi, said his whole family moved over because his mother has been living here for a longer time. So he came with his brother, sister, grandparents, and their dog and cat. The first Ukrainian classes opened for refugees on Monday, March 7th in Prague at the First Slavic Grammar School in the city center. Martin Mažan from the Endowment Fund Children of Ukraine explains why this school was an obvious choice.
First Slavic gymnasium and school in Prague was quite a natural partner for this project because they were oriented on Ukrainian kids living here in Czech Republic even before the war conflict on Ukraine. And they have around 23 teachers speaking in Ukrainian language. That's the main thing, because for the little kids who run from their homes and they don't speak Czech, of course, they speak only Ukrainian. So native speaker is the very good solution for them for these days.
And you mentioned that they can basically graduate here, get a diploma from the school. Is that right?
That's right, because this First Slavic Gymnasium have an accreditation from Ukrainian Ministry of Education, so they can even provide for their clients. But as we know, it's just a critical situation now. The main thing is to set up some conditions for children from Ukraine. Even for their parents, it's usually moms who are escaping with them, and to find for them some solution to be sure that their kids are from 9 to 1 p.m. At school. They have some food and they have some teachers who communicate with them. And for parents, there is a possibility to prepare any necessary papers, administration, to find some jobs and so on.
What other schools in Prague or Brno will be opening to Ukrainian classes?
We are opening more schools. Next week, two schools should be opened in Brno. We are negotiating. We will open two more schools in Prague as well next Monday. And here at Slavic Gymnasium, we are concentrating older kids to give them possibility to finish their basic education, and then they can apply for high school or university.
And how many kids do you think you'll be able to educate this way or take in?
Sooner or later, we will have somehow take care of every children which is living now in Czech Republic. And we are just going step by step. And now is the situation, these people came here yesterday or day before yesterday, and we are trying to help them with the situation, to take care at some hours for their children. And at the end, it's not the proper education system, we know it, but if they will get some information, if they can continue, for example, with learning English or other useful subjects, we will do it.
The First Slavic Grammar School was on spring break, so could offer its premises to five classes of children that have fled from the war. In the following weeks, only one Ukrainian class stays, others will move to different schools. Mr. Mažan said the private schools like Bork or Riverside will be taking some classes because it's easier for them to react to the current situation in comparison to the more rigid system of the state schools. The launch of the Ukrainian classes is a part of the project Ukrainian Single Classes. It is a joint action of the Ukrainian Embassy, the Endowment Fund Children of Ukraine, the Ministry of Education, Charles University, with the involvement of the latter's former rector Tomáš Zima and volunteers. The children fleeing the war do not have to enroll in school right away, as their mental well-being after experiencing such traumatic events is a priority. Ukrainian children, as well as volunteers from the education environment, can register for the project through the website of the Endowment Fund Children of Ukraine at detiukrainy.cz.